Okay, now we're ready for part two of our rum episode. We are going to make cocktails. Hush. We are going to make cocktails out of rum, and we've chosen some that we have never tried before. So we're going to have three, and the first one is called the Lounge Lizard. I'm sorry. Shall we start again?
No, just introduce them.
We have guests. We have invited our group. It's very, very special guests. We have invited our group it's a group called AWOL, and it stands for Association of Washington Obstreperous Librarians. And it's a good thing I had to say that before I drank all this, because I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have gotten it right. Anyway, they are going to help us try out these wonderful cocktails. Know what they delightfully pretty decorative glasses that you can't see. Yeah, they're there. So the first one we're going to try is called the Lounge Lizard. It is a take on rum and coke, but instead of just rum and coke, it has the added feature of amaretto. So let's go Lounge Lizard.
Tastes like Dr. Pepper.
I told you.
No wonder I like it.
Dr. Pepper is my all-time favorite soda.
There you go.
It does.
It tastes like Dr. Pepper and cherry cough syrup.
I don't get the cough syrup.
I don't get the cough syrup.
See, I like rum and I like amaretto. I do not like Coke. So the Coke kind of, I mean, there's just no point in that.
What do you like? Pepsi, RC Cola?
I don't like soda that much.
Can we mix like just an amaretto and rum on the rocks?
We could try that.
Get that flat Coke and just slide it over to the side.
All right. Did you taste yours?
I said it tasted like Dr. Pepper. Oops.
Yeah, okay.
I contributed to this.
Okay.
despite being shushed earlier.
We should have totally let everyone introduce themselves.
You should have. I noticed that. Uh-huh.
So, okay, all right. So, Evelyn, go.
I'm Evelyn, like Marlis just said. And Judy shushed me about 5 minutes ago, so I'm not sure what I'm supposed to
do. Whatever you like.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I know.
This is what it tastes like.
Don't pay attention to me. When do you ever pay attention to me?
Okay, and our next
guest is...
Hi, I'm Heather.
Heather, where are you living these days, Heather?
I'm living in Interior, Alaska.
Heather's visiting.
Yeah.
She came to where it wasn't Interior, Alaska.
Are you a survivalist?
Not yet. I do have quite a pantry, though, in case the food supply runs short, but... you know, I still demand high-end face cream and mascara. So, no, I'm nowhere near a source.
Okay. Heather comes to Washington so she can go to Target. Apparently.
Target and Costco. But we're getting to Costco November 20th. I'm so excited. Thank you, Costco. Woo!
And our third guest is...
Costco has not sponsored us, however.
No. We have no sponsors.
That's true.
Yes, unfortunately.
And our third guest is...
I'm Tamara, and I'm also a librarian, and I am now tasting the newly mixed one part dark rum and half a part amaretto with no flat coke.
Okay, see how that goes.
Did someone say there was another drink, but it was with coffee instead of flat coke?
Yes, it's fun. It's called the Cafe Caribbean, and it has rum and amaretto combined with hot black coffee.
Better than that.
I would like that because I like coffee drinks, and I think it's important to stay caffeinated while you're drinking. So it would be like a twofer.
Oh, John wants a drink.
But I don't like cream coffee because there's, kind of a limit to how many of those you could suck down. But regular coffee and liquor.
Want to try that? We may have to have that after dinner.
Yeah, totally.
So I vote that the rum and amaretto, and I would put even less amaretto in it. I did probably a shot of rum and a half a shot of amaretto, and it's like way sweet and way amaretto. So I would go like just a splash of amaretto and rum on the rocks.
With some coffee.
Could we also put some whiskey in it?
I call it the sleepy Sorrento.
There we go.
All right.
He is going to steal that. I'm going to name a car after
I was thinking of Italy.
But okay.
Okay. Well, I personally love the lounge lizard because it tastes like Dr. Pepper, I think. Yeah.
Flat Dr. Pepper.
I told Marlis that we shouldn't open it so soon, but anyway.
When did you open it? Like 3 days ago?
No.
20 minutes ago.
In fact, I will tell on myself. Yeah. I will tell on myself now because I put it in the shaker because Marlis insisted in the shaker and I put the Coke in there and it went afterwards.
That's why
all over the place. Yeah. So that's why my lounge lizard recipe is a little wet.
And yet you still served it.
Yeah, there's good liquor in there.
It's good that we're here to like temper your mistakes so that your audience knows that
what not to do.
Don't try this at home.
As a librarian, I do like to educate people.
Mm-hmm. So we should. Don't you tell people like what kind of spirits you're using?
Oh yes, what brand is this? What?
We did rum.
Rum.
Oh, for this one.
If you're in the Caribbean and you say rum, they want me to be very specific.
I wish we had Old Masters, but anyway, today we use Bacardi Black Rum, Superior Carta Negra, Tiago de Cuba.
Cuba. Very pretty.
That's what it says. It isn't one of the ones that we reviewed at the beginning, the part one of the podcast. It's called for dark rum, so we had to go get it. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Number two, John.
Where's my palate cleanse?
Here, you want carrot?
No, I want seltzer.
How about some broccoli?
Bubbly.
Got some flat coat.
So, it's true. Yeah, so this next one is called El Presidente, and it's actually pretty sweet. It's got light rum, dry vermouth, orange curacao, and grenadine.
It's a beautiful color.
It is.
It looks like almost like a rosé wine.
Yeah.
It does look like rosé. Mm-hmm. And if anyone wants these recipes, these first two recipes, you just have to Google it. We just got them off online or offline, whatever.
This is really sweet.
It is really sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Ooh, the last one was sweet, so that means...
This one is really sweet.
It's not still not as sweet as the last
one. Yeah, well, the flat... I think flat Coke always tastes sweeter. It does. Flat soda is always sweeter.
I swear, I just bought this from the store.
Oh yeah, we just opened
it. And it went when I opened the bottle, so it was not.
What'd you say is in this grenadine, curacao, and rum?
Vermouth.
Vermouth.
Yeah.
That's no rum. Rum.
Yeah, there's
no, it
rum.
Does.
White
yeah.
rum.
It's yeah.
White
it's
rum.
Dried rum.
Yeah.
rum.
Yeah.
So what kind of white rum?
Bacardi.
Oh, Bacardi.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're the Bacardi people, apparently.
Okay. Yeah, right now.
Or it was like the cheapest on the shop. But anyway,
we had it in our vermouth.
You know, this is not, I don't think, a typical like rum, you know.
This is Pimsy.
Yeah.
I mean, territory.
This isn't what you think of. Like when you think of a rum drink, I think you think of the Caribbean and
the
sitting
fruit
on
punch.
The.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And it is sweet. Mm. I do think rum drinks generally sweet, but yeah. It's got some more depth to it than just a fruit juice.
It's leaving a bitter thing on the back of my.
That vermouth, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this one. And so far, Flat Coke gets a no. This one, the Sorrento Sunset gets maybe if it was less amaretto.
Yeah. Coffee.
And this one, what are you guys calling this one?
Oh, this one's called El Presidente.
El Presidente.
Mm. I don't know that I'd vote for him in the next
one.
No, we're not voting for El Presidente.
Yeah.
It's leaving a bitter thing on the back of my throat. So if anybody likes it, they can.
It has a nice color. And
yeah, I think it's pretty. It would be like a nice.
I think it's interesting.
Sitting out on the terrace and an aperitif type cocktail.
There's a trade going on. It needs to be announced.
Okay.
Judy and Evelyn are trading. Evelyn is taking Judy's Presidente, and Judy is getting Evelyn's flat Coke.
It's called Lounge Lizard. Apparently, it's been run over by a car. But
the flat known as Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
The roadkill lizard.
And I won't be testing my blood sugar in the morning.
There's a nice combination of flavors in this. I would definitely have that.
I am really glad we have guests tonight because I am so bad with mixed drinks. I don't, for the most part, like them. So I'm like... Yeah. Thank God someone's here to talk.
Every time I mention, we should do a cocktail. Marlis would go,
episode?
A cocktail episode. Oh. She'd be like,
Okay, ready for the next one.
Okay, what's
okay,
this
now
one?
This one is kind of dessert. This is my own, we're calling it the Cuban Missile Crisis because it is a a rum-based coffee liqueur from Flor de Caña in Nicaragua. It is some basic vodka, svedka, and cream, about equal parts. So it is very sweet also.
So we're having our dessert first.
Mm-hmm.
Or before dinner. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think it's good. It's not super sweet. It doesn't mm-hmm. have, and it is creamy, mm-hmm. but it's got enough of a little...
I'd like it for dessert. I think mm-hmm. that would be nice. Mm-hmm. You know, after you eat, and then you sit around and...
With some coffee.
Sip some
that
stuff.
Would be very
I'm
easy
calling
to
it
drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A white...
No, I want to get the Russian in there, so, you know.
Vite a Rubin. Say with a Russian accent.
Plus, it's Central America, you know. It's
Vite Nicaraguan.
Vite Nicaragua.
Okay.
Yeah. Vite Nicaraguan.
I'll go with that. Is that where the coffee liqueur is from? Okay, it's a white I was going for the rum or the white Cuban. Or
there's another name besides... I like this one.
We could call it the pig war.
No,
oh, no, not the pig war. No, the other. What was the other one?
Rum.
Oh, okay.
And sorry, she's got the espresso rum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. That's right. I'm crafting.
Oh, the Bay of Pigs. That's what I was going
to say.
That's
right.
Not pig war. That's a Washington thing. Sorry. Got my history mixed up. Let me have some more of this here rum and coke.
Okay.
Yeah, I like this.
I like it too.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we have people who like and dislike. Well, nobody disliked the Cuban Missile Crisis. No, everybody liked that.
Thumbs up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of us, at least, is not real fond of the El Presidente.
Even with fizzy Coke, what would you... If we had fizzy Coke in the first drink.
It was fizzy. It blew up all over your kitchen.
I know.
I think of it as like a typical... I didn't... Like, it was a rum and Coke.
Okay.
You know, maybe a little bit more Dr. Pepper.
You didn't get the amaretto?
Well, I think it might have made that, like, pushed it over to the Dr. Pepper side. Mm-hmm. But I would not normally order a rum and Coke.
Okay.
And I would not, I have to admit, I would not order.
The Lounge Lizard?
No.
That's okay.
Even if it were but that's just not my...
Yeah.
The amaretto didn't move it over the line for me.
I kind of liked just the amaretto and rum. I thought that was at least interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, again, that I would order it. I would order scotch.
You know, what kind of rum drink would you order, Marla?
Scotch?
You have cheap scotch? That's fine. I can do that.
No, rum.
Yeah.
Scotch. Yeah, scotch.
That's why this is the scotch. And other fine spirits.
I know. We have our strong points. But
sometimes they're not so fine. But
yeah.
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's okay. So of all of these, as the dude says, I like occasion.
All right.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Does anyone want some of my El Presidente?
It is sweet, isn't it, the El Presidente?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah,
I think. No, she wants to give hers away.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Go for it. I thought she was going for it.
I thought you were giving yours to her.
No.
There you go.
No.
Nope.
All right.
There you go.
No, John knows better.
I think the most reliable would be the white Nicaraguan.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. I think the rum there makes a little difference in a traditional drink that you've had before. So that's kind of a nice
thing.
A little zing.
A little zing. So maybe later, offline, we will try... I don't know if
we have the Cafe Caribbean, and then we have the...
Bishop's
something.
Yeah.
Bishop's cup.
We'll wing it
with red wine. So, yeah, that sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah. What's in that one? Just
the bishop cup.
Yeah.
Simple syrup. And
that
we don't possibly have.
Rum.
Marlis doesn't even have
wine,
a punch bowl.
Simple
just
syrup.
Make it in the sink.
And a half of a lime. There's a Safeway down the street.
I washed
the
bathtub. I cleaned the bathtub recently, so we get
they do,
bathtub.
But you probably have to order 24 hours ahead or something, and it's Saturday.
You
mean
an emergency?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the emergency podcast. We need this right now.
Lime and simple
syrup. I think it takes the drink from a dressed up glass of wine into the cocktail world, it says about the Bishop cocktail. And the Cafe Caribbean has rum, amaretto, and the coffee. I said that earlier. You get it twice.
That one's
When you can put whipped cream and shaved on top. That sounds really good.
Yeah, well, I think is that a hot drink or is that?
That's coffee, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So. All right. So we could actually make that one, but I'm sure we don't have whipped cream or almonds, but that's okay.
All right.
Well, that's the end of part two. Thank you to our special guests, Tamara, Heather, AWOL.
Thanks for inviting.
It's fun.
Shorty balls. How to say it. Sorry.
Have a good night.
Dad just pushed this podcast.